Well, I'm joined by Lizzie Davis. You've been out on the streets today, Lizzie. What did you see?
Well, the place I went to see was a school near me in the 11th arrondissement in the east of Paris. It's the Lycée Voltaire, and it has a reputation, it has to be said, for recalcitrance and student rebellion. I got there, there was a big sign on the over the door saying, Voltaire en colère, angry Voltaire. And I went there because I'd heard that it was being blocked. And like with many of these kind of announcements that are made and have been made over the past week about the strikes, the reality doesn't quite match up to what the media are reporting or what the students and the strikers themselves are declaring. So by the time I got there, the blockade had been, however long it had lasted, had been pushed through, and there were students entering and students coming out, although they were telling me that they had another problem, which was that there weren't enough teachers in the school for them to have lessons. I spoke to a couple of them, Margot and Léonard, who were both 16, and Léonard was one of the most surprisingly resigned school pupil I've spoken to since the whole of the strike. He was saying, I'm very resigned to it. The law is going to go through. We have to choose our battles, and this isn't the battle to choose. You know, at the end of the day, we're deciding whether we have to work longer to get better pensions, and I, for one, am okay with that. And I have to say, that's the first time I've ever heard those kind of words coming from a 16-year-old mouth. His friend Margot quickly interjected and was quite annoyed with him and said, no, our grandparents fought for our rights to have pensions and to be able to retire at 60, and we should fight for this as well. And she did admit that the blockage, the strategy of blocking the schools and setting up big wheelie bins outside the entrance so no one can get in and no one can get out, that isn't actually fair sometimes, because parents have been complaining at this school that 95% of students wanted to go to school. It was just a kind of a noisy minority who were holding the rest hostage, if you like. So it's an ambiguous situation, but that gives an idea of the kind of things that are going on in France across the country. We've just had some figures out from one of the students' unions saying that what seemed like a very high figure to me, they're saying that 1,200 schools are in somehow engagé. That means they're in some way involved today with the strike. They say 850 of those are blockaded. However, I've just been to one that they said was blockaded and it's not. So that's, you know, it's all very to be taken with a large pinch of salt. Some of this, the Ministry of Education is saying 379 lycées are blocked, which sounds to me more realistic. That would in itself be a record number since the beginning of this action. So it's clear that we're seeing, you know, a considerable commitment by the by school children again today.
Okay, we need to be cautious about these figures, but do you get a sense that this is increasing or perhaps petering out?
The movement from the school children or the movement in general?
The movement in general.
The movement in general, we'll have to wait and see for the manifestation, the demonstration this afternoon. We did notice a slight downturn, according to official figures, during the last demonstration on Saturday. The unions obviously would disagree with that, but it always comes back to this disagreement over figures. We do have the first signs today, as I said on the live blog, that there may be disagreement among the unions about how long to continue this protest and the strikes for, and after the vote in the Senate, which is coming up at the end of this week. There are some unions which are starting to say, hang on, you know, do we really want to go to all this trouble? Do we really want to make people go through strikes when they're not going to be paid for a law which is almost certainly going to be pushed through in a matter of days? So, you know, we'll have to see. On the other hand, the fuel strikes are becoming increasingly severe. We've now got 2,500 approximately petrol stations that are apparently out of fuel, out of gas, across France. The particularly hard-hit regions are in Normandy and in the west. Long queues for fuel, that kind of thing. So that's the point that the government is really concerned about. Last night it issued a statement saying it had set up a crisis centre to deal with that, and it insists that it has enough reserves. It insists that it's not going to come to a crunch. But that is the point that the unions have been really strong over. And while we may have seen a decreased number of people taking part in strikes in the transport sector and in the education sector as well, it has to be said, the fuel sector is where things are really starting to bite. So it's all to play for. We'll see.
Okay, so presumably this is why the socialist parliamentarians are delaying the close.
Sure. I mean, they're being fairly wily, the socialist senators, as we would expect. They're trying to milk the debate on every single amendment and trying to make it last as long as they possibly can, so that the vote, which had been scheduled for Friday last week, has and was rescheduled for tomorrow, is now going to be rescheduled for Thursday night at the earliest. I would have thought more likely on Friday. And of course, every hour, every day that the strike and the protest go on for, that before the vote happens, it gives more power to the unions and more power to the protesters.
Okay, Lizzie, thanks a lot. Keep us posted.